This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two!
You visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Let's go for a little ride.
Well, good morning. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Isaac Ambrose in the house. We got him on working duties already. The NCAA expected to announce a decision any moment about winter athletes being eligible for another season. And Derek Piper, I just asked you, I was like, now hold on, that can't include football, right? Because football finished their season, so nobody was affected by this COVID-19. However, it would affect basketball. So in that sense, what do you think is going to happen? And do you kind of understand the parameters? In other words, is this senior stuff? So like for a guy like Andres Feliz or Kipper Nichols, this is a deal where they would be able then to return for another year if the NCAA says, okay, we're going to let you do that. So I want to ask you first, is that correct? And then I want to ask you how that could affect Illinois.
That's correct. So winter sports, basketball, men's and women's, for those programs that have hockey, wrestling, seniors who had their most of their postseason cut short, which, again, that's a huge part. And I know that a lot of athletes who especially didn't get the experience, it would tell you that's what we've been working for.
Amen.
Throughout the summer, throughout the season, to get to that point. And I've heard athletes who in the spring would maybe say, and I think Luke Smith is one of them from Louisville, that it's not an automatic I'd be back. I think that's a lot of people would expect. But there are complicated decisions not only for futures that may lead to a professional route, but also maybe you've been in college 4 years, in Kipper Nichols' case, five, and you're ready to move on and do something different. So, but it would be interesting if that was allowed and what. Of course, someone like Andres Feliz, if he could come back, that would be huge for Illinois.
The logistics of it are the interesting thing. And before it's even announced, I'd hate to break down the logistics and then all of a sudden say, never mind what we just talked about. But essentially what you're discussing here is the scholarships. So, for instance, Illinois, who has Andre Curbelo coming in, who has Coleman Hawkins coming in, and we assume Adam Miller coming in. So already you've got three scholarships at the ready for those three freshmen. And now all of a sudden, if let's say a guy like Kipper and let's say a guy like Andres both said, we want to come back. And all of a sudden Io says, I want to come back.
Right.
Now all of a sudden you're adding to the scholarships where the NCAA, if they make this rule and say, okay, we're going to allow you another season, well, they're going to have to figure something out because it's not fair to a Andre Curbelo, which Illinois wouldn't do this, but it's not fair to them to say, well, guess what? We don't have a scholarship for you now because Andres Feliz is going to be here another year. So I don't know how that's going to work. And scholarships are money. That takes a lot of money to give scholarships. So that's the logistic part of this. And, you know, in the baseball scene, I know I'm so conflicted with this because I thought the NCAA had approved that. But I know when I heard Dan Hartlib on an interview with Jeremy Warner one day, he was like, I don't think that's official yet, that that's for sure that they're letting softball, baseball, tennis, and some of the other sports that have already been affected by that come back automatically. So I guess we'll let people smarter than us, although we're talking about the NCAA here. I'm not sure I should plan it like that.
Is their office still open?
Yeah. How about this? People maybe not smarter than us, but people that deal with this 24 hours a day or at least every day of their life, we'll let them figure this out. But boy, you talk about a major impact. And let's just assume, so Kipper's 5 years. Kipper might just be like, hey, guys,
I'm good.
It's been fun, right?
And I got my degree.
Yeah. And he did everything he's supposed to do as a student athlete. He was a team player. I mean, he was one guy all along I figured would transfer, and he didn't. And I give Kipper Nichols a lot of credit for that. But a guy like Andres Feliz, who's married, and maybe he wants to move on now with a career to where he can start getting paid to help support a family.
Similar to a Dre Brown.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, Dre, you know, on his own, obviously the NCAA didn't say you can come back, but Dre basically had a chance to come back because of the injuries and decided, you know what, I've been here long enough, I'm moving on. But if a guy like Andres Feliz came back to this team, what an effect. I mean, that would be huge.
It would.
For this Illinois squad.
Yeah, in the backcourt. Would be crowded in a good way. Ooh. Feliz and Trent Frazier and Curbelo and Adam Miller. And
as you mentioned, go small.
Yeah, and Io's decision has become a lot more complicated.
Right.
As when we talked to Sam Vecini from The Athletic about potentially no, or there's probably going to be no combine and maybe even no individual team workouts and no ability to really elevate your stock. Again, I think the expectation is Io is gone. And maybe even the expectation would be if Feliz were presented another opportunity, being that he's an older guy and he's married, maybe he's going to have an opportunity if he wants to go overseas somewhere.
Sure.
I think that someone's going to want him on their basketball team. He's going to get paid to do it. So at the same time, maybe he'd want to come back.
Yeah, maybe he wants to get a graduate degree you know, something to that to where it could further his. I don't know what Andres Feliz is studying. That's one thing we normally kind of don't dig into. You know, we just assume these guys are all. They all have their little things that they graduate in, obviously, their little things, their majors. My little thing was communications. But, you know, it didn't show right there. But, you know, you don't know. And if you did offer a chance for a guy like Andres Feliz to say, hey, we're going to give you another year of schooling for free, and you got to come back and play basketball. I mean, the ramifications of that, like you said, crowded. But this is a guy that Brad Underwood flat out came out and said, if I had to put someone on a poster to describe Illinois basketball in this program right now, it's Andres Feliz. So if you think that Brad Underwood is not going to sit in that room and say, hey, by the way, Feliz can come back if you want him. Well, hell yes, I want him. I mean, he's going to take an Andres Feliz back. So this could be a big decision coming down the line here.
But you said it earlier, it would be really complicated to. Look, I think in the spring, with just all the opportunity, the season that was taken away, you're only a couple of weeks into a baseball season, not even a month maybe.
No.
It makes sense to have to provide that back to those athletes. But for basketball, with the unbalanced scholarships or just trying to figure that out, you're not going to give Illinois, say, okay, if Feliz wants to come back, we'll allow you to be won over on the scholarship. And then Michigan State's like, what the heck?
Yeah,
although good Michigan call. State could say, oh, yeah, we're bringing back Cassius Winston.
Yikes. No, you're right, and that's the thing. I mean, maybe you get to the point, and is that even fair? I mean, let's assume Kipper and Andres want to come back, and then all of a sudden the NCAA says, okay, we're going to grant each program one extra scholarship. So what do they play with now, 12 or 13?
13. Yep.
So if they say for next year we're going to allow you to have a 14th scholarship, and what if Kipper and Andres both want to come back? I mean, we know as fans who we will take, but, you know, that might not always be an easy thing for a Coach Underwood to say, well, listen, Kipper, I hate to tell you this, but we're going to go ahead and let Andres and not you. And so, you know, that's another thing where all of a sudden you become, this becomes a little bit of a weird deal. And then if you had, let's say you had Dayton. Now, again, I don't study Dayton that much. Let's say Dayton had four seniors this year. And all four wanted to come back. So you can't, like you just said, you can't say, okay, Dayton, well, since you had four seniors on your roster, you can come back all four. But Illinois, you only had two technically that played. So you only get two extra scholarships to come back. Or maybe you can, Derek. Maybe it's as simple as saying, if you were a senior, you can come back another year. And if you were lucky enough, if your team was lucky enough to have four seniors on your team, then you get four extra scholarships. If you only had one, you get one. If you had none, you get none.
Maybe.
It would hurt the Blue Bloods, wouldn't it? It would hurt the Blue Bloods. Oh, Isaac has got it. Yes, Isaac.
Okay. I don't have the news about the NCAA. I'm streaming, or I'm looking at a bunch of Twitters, but Trey McGowan's, the Pittsburgh transfer,
yes,
he just cut his list to 8, and Illinois is not on it.
Oh, Okay, so
thought that was interesting.
Yeah, but, get him out.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't mean that bad, but okay, that's one guy that, you know, because the other guy we were talking about, I know, Derek, you wrote a great story on that, was the kid that was from Champaign originally and right now was at Wichita State.
Yes. Okay. Marius Burden.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So there's another guy because I know Illinois is looking at kind of that. There's a lot of stuff going on right now.
And it's hard because these kids can't take visits.
Right.
And coaches can't go out and see them. And I would assume you're going to see some players. It's going to be really, really odd. Some players may commit without ever having been to that campus. I think from Illinois' perspective, you're not going to see that.
No.
So that's what. There's a tough wait and see, and everybody's at home right now. I know by the end of this weekend, it would be looking forward to the Final Four. So you'll only still have two or four teams still alive, but everyone's sitting at home with nothing to do but have the transfer portal pulled up in front of them and maybe Netflix or a movie going on and
watching for it to
we're
just,
in. Yeah.
Watching for it to beep.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's where, you know, Brad Underwood, I think, and Isaac, let me know if you get anything there. We'll keep following you. Brad Underwood's a guy that has always been, and we kind of ripped him for it a little bit. He ran out of official visits. Was that last year or a couple of years ago? He ran out of official visits. And he's a guy that's always been pretty aggressive with getting guys on campus, sure, on visits. You know, a guy like Luke Goody, who, you know, is a kid from northern Indiana, has not visited Indiana or Purdue, to my knowledge, has been to Illinois twice, I believe. Now, yeah. I think one was an unofficial. I think maybe one.
Both unofficial.
Both unofficial. Yeah. So he didn't even really take an official. So you look at it there and you start saying, okay, well, we may have an advantage there in the sense that Luke Goody has at least been on campus.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's seen State Farm Center and he's been around the team and he, and at least, it's not, in his mind, it's not an unknown who Brad Underwood is and who Orlando Antigua is and who, you know, Stephen Gentry and these guys are. I mean, in his mind, Chin Coleman, I don't want to leave him out. He in his mind, he's like, well, I've met all these guys. I've met some of the players that are coming back. That could be an advantage maybe for an Illinois in the fact that you've already had a guy like him on campus.
Yeah, it is. And someone like Mack Etienne, who's top 75, top 60 big man out on the East Coast, and he had took an official visit for that last game against Iowa, so and was looking to take more visits this spring because now that they've changed the recruiting calendar to where juniors can take officials and still have them as a senior in the fall as well. So
right.
For him to get to Illinois, that's an advantage. And then also you think about Illinois has prioritized Luke Goody early. They've seen him. Now he's not going to be able to go out on the EYBL circuit and get the, I'm not saying he was going to get offered by a Duke or whatever it may be, but to then Michigan State goes, oh, we really got to press the gas here.
Right.
We offered him, but we haven't been making him a huge priority. So that's what's going to be really interesting for Illinois, where they got to flip the switch to 21 during this season because they took care of business in the fall.
Amen.
By getting Curbelo, by getting Coleman Hawkins, by getting Adam Miller to commit. And that's where in the past, as you mentioned, they used all of their official visits for a cycle because they brought in a lot of guys and they swung and missed. Yeah,
they were always behind, too.
True.
Right? Yeah. The first few years, and I don't know that it was kind of when Brad Underwood was hired, you know, he kind of fell behind a little bit, but it seemed like each recruiting season, Illinois was behind in terms of when the, you know, signing day would come. They would, I think there's one year they didn't have anybody, I don't think, signed. And then another, maybe just one. I think Iowa was one.
Yep.
And then they had to keep adding to the class. And you know, in a sense, you panicked as an Illini fan thinking, well, why is our coaching staff so far behind? And then all of a sudden, this transfer thing became such a hot deal that in a way it's like, well, maybe Brad knows what he's doing here. Maybe he's the smart one ahead of the curve saying, well, I'm going to hold some scholarships and wait for this fifth-year guy or this fifth-year guy. Where's Sam McLaurin when you need him? But, you know, I mean, you look at it that way, but I guarantee you, I don't guarantee, but I'm almost promising that Brad Underwood would rather be in a situation he's in this year where he had Curbelo locked up, he had Coleman Hawkins locked up, and essentially Adam Miller locked up. That takes probably a lot of stress off a coach and, like you said, allows them to now start looking forward to the next class, which could include a Luke Goody, could include a Max Christie, although I don't think you're getting him, and some of these others, to where that really gives you the ability to go full bore on them while still, in a sense, showing love to the guys you've already signed.
Yeah, you made it a lot easier on yourself by, one, securing that 2020 class.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, then pursuing 2021, and you won.
Yeah.
On the court. You showed some results. You're not just talking about the tournament berth at Oklahoma State. And then, obviously, you did some good things the year before towards the end of the season, but for them to get back into being nationally ranked and
right.
having games where recruits wanted to show up, they wanted to come, and Goody wanted to go see Illinois and Indiana sold out environment, and ETN wanted to come on an OV to see Kofi versus Garza as a big man prospect who wouldn't want to see that
Perfect.
Matchup. So you mentioned Sam McLaurin. They'd look for one of those.
He'd
currently on the transfer market, a four-man who can provide some experience and some veteran depth there for sure.
He would fit. Ted in Oakland said, didn't Kipper only play a half year his first season? Yeah, because he was eligible like in January that first year.
Yes.
Did he go to, not Baylor, but Kipper was at Tulane.
I was going to say Tulane.
It was Tulane. I don't know why I get Tulane and Baylor confused, but
he went to campus there and was enrolled in classes that first week and ended up leaving. And since he arrived there and was in classes, that first semester was taken away.
Had to wait.
Yeah.
Okay. 217 said, all these examples you were using is why the extra year for winter sports isn't going to happen. So the 217 ahead of the curve, he knows already what the NCAA is going to
do. I don't disagree.
No, I don't either. I mean, you know, we just sat here and talked for 10 minutes, and I'm more confused now than I was when we started. And it's not your fault or mine. It's just it's confusing and it's weird to figure out how this is all going to work. But you know what? It's out of our hands. I think the NCAA, I thought, was going to announce this at 4. Maybe they're meeting at 4. I don't know. Who knows? It's the NCAA. We could try calling them, but they're closed. They don't answer the phone. They don't pick up when I try to give them a call. We've got a cool show today. And
we try to have one every day.
We do.
We've been doing pretty good at that.
You nailed two of these, and I can't wait. Now, so Friday was our one kind of a thud where we had such a big week, and we kind of ran out of steam in a hurry. But Nick Irvin, there were some issues that came up there. We didn't get Nick on, but he's going to join us in about 8 minutes. So Nick Irvin is going to come on today. Mac Irvin Fire, of course, Morgan Park coach. He coached Adam Miller. He just coached Adam Miller. He coached Io.
Yep.
And, of course, Brandon Weston. So we'll ask him about all of those. No AAU coming up. Is it AAU or is it the EY?
The EYBL is the Nike circuit. So it's AAU. AAU just applies to all of summer.
So AAU is the big umbrella,
yep.
And underneath it, you've got
EYBL, which is Nike. You've got Under Armour. You've got Adidas.
Got it.
But EYBL is where the Mac Urban Fire play and a lot of those.
Why can't they just call it Nike?
Programs.
Why do they have to confuse me with the EYBL? I don't get that. But Nick Irvin will do that. He'll come on at 4:30.
Nothing official there. It's been postponed.
Oh, okay.
But it hasn't been canceled. But the expectation right now is they're probably not going to play.
Yeah, because aren't we on lockdown another month?
Yeah.
According
what,
to the
what impact is that going to have on those programs, the kids who are trying to bolster their offer list, and also the programs trying to bring kids in?
Colleen, who does a wonderful job here at our station and works 25 hours a day. I know there's only 24, but I think she works 25. She gave me some lists of restaurants that we're going to kind of go run down and try to help out these restaurants as we go along here. But also at 5:30, speaking of basketball, Derek Klein. He's an assistant coach at Long Island Lutheran. He coached Andre Curbelo this year.
He did.
So you got busy with Irvin and Klein. He's going to join us at 5:30. We'll talk about Andre Curbelo. I think this is a kid that everybody was excited to get, and then he blew up even more than what
we
thought.
Absolutely.
And for a lot of Illini fans, that is just music to our ears to sit there, and every time you'd hear about him, he was dominating another game. He was putting up triple-doubles as a guard. I mean, he was just doing wonderful things, so I'm excited to talk to Derek about his season this year.
Yeah, and unfortunately, similar to Morgan Park, their state run was canceled, and also they were going to play in the national tournament, I believe, and that is no longer happening. But asking him about Andre, and he does some cool stuff in the spring and summer with a youth program.
Okay.
And he's having to be innovative, like all of us, on how to get those kids training and involved, and that relates to all of them out there, you know. Even back here locally, that kids having their seasons coming up affected.
Yep. Josh Imator Bebe is lifting water bottles.
Yeah, you can do that.
And I saw that Alex Palchewski is pulling cars. Did you see that?
I didn't see the cars.
And his dad, who, you know, has this heavy accent. I can't remember where Alex is from. I guess I know where he's from, but I mean the what am I trying to say? Anyway, he's talking as he's doing it, and you can hear this heavy accent, and he's like literally pulling a car down the street, and I'm like, what in the world? All right, so Nick Irvin, 4:30, Derek Klein from Long Island Lutheran to talk about Curbelo at 5:30, TJ Matthews, who I got to know in the insurance business, and some of you are probably like, wait, TJ Matthews sounds familiar. He pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals years ago. And TJ Matthews, along with Ryan Ludwig and Blake Stein, were involved in a trade for Mark McGwire that brought McGwire to St. Louis. McGwire and Sosa, of course, in 98, kind of helped save baseball with that huge year where they both went on a tear. So what's it like to be traded for Mac? So we're going to ask TJ. He's going to play along. He's going to join us at 5:05. Excited to talk to TJ. I didn't realize till today his dad, Nelson, played 6 years in the show as an outfielder, played with the Cubs and the Kansas City Athletics. His dad did, so it's pretty cool. But TJ Matthews will join us at 5:05. So a lot to do. If we get anything on the NCAA, we'll break that. We got to take a break, get to some great people that are help supporting us and getting the show on the air each day. When we come back, Nick Irvin, if you want to weigh in, 359-2255. You can follow us on Twitter. Just search at The Drive 93.5.
Podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to TaneyPiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at ESPNCU.com, or you can watch us live on YouTube. Just search Tane Piper or The Drive 93.5.
I want to bring up a couple of restaurants that are around the area, and they're doing things. Cracked in Champaign. Cracked. Customers can donate a $5 breakfast sandwich to the superheroes in your local hospitals on the front lines fighting COVID-19 by calling the Cracked Champagne Restaurant. It's 217-954-0361. So if you want to donate a $5 breakfast sandwich to the nurses, the doctors, the ones that are sitting there putting on 500 layers of stuff to even go into work, what a great idea by Cracked in Champaign. Just give them a call again, 217-954-0361. It's $5. $5 to do this. If you want to give them 20, that gets you 4 sandwiches for the nurses and doctors out there doing wonderful things right now. One more time, that's 954-0361. That's Cracked in Champaign. Palczewski's dad's from Poland. That just came through. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're back with Nick Irvin. It's The Drive.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
It's time to play another round of Name That Company. Today's lucky contestant is Hans from Illinois. How are you, Hans?
Doing well.
Are you ready for round one?
Yeah.
Okay. This company is an award-winning car dealership located right here in central Illinois.
Is it Hot Wheels?
Oh, so close. Their friendly and helpful staff is committed to helping you find the vehicle of your dreams.
Is it Matchbox?
They're located on the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Oh, I know. It's Honda BMW Champagne.
That's right. Just like Honda BMW, you're a winner!
Hey, it's Stevie J. Just a heads up, we've made some changes to our Stever program. You're entering into a drawing, no longer an instant win. We were inundated to the point where we needed to open the portal for an hour. And again, that hour gives you time to get to the office, get home, not have to try it while you're driving in a hurry. If you win, you'll get an email from us telling us you've won. If you don't win, your chances to win next time increase. Keep trying. Go to GoStever.com if you've not registered. It just takes a few minutes at GoStever.com.
I'm Sam Banks, Executive Director of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. For over 50 years, the club has been opening doors to brighter futures with our after-school, summer, and teen programs. March 30th through April 3rd is National Boys and Girls Club Week. You can help us celebrate Boys and Girls Club Week and create bright futures for kids in our community who need it most. To make a donation and learn more about our work, go to dmbgc.org. You can help change a life today.
Hey, it's Gina here with ABC Heating and Air. Don't sweat the summer over high energy bills or a chance your air might not start at all. Yeah. Let me send a friendly service technician to your home to give your AC a full tune-up before it gets too hot in East Central Illinois. Call 352-5400. That's 352-5400. Remember, at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning, it's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Again, call 352-5400.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Their educational programs will teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, woodcocks, and more. Outside offers sledding at Homer Lake, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with views at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to ccfpd.org to see all they have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
Sergeant Seth Herrig, Champaign County Sheriff's Department.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations.
Today.
What do you want people to know about your work?
You know, it's a rewarding job. You know, the people in law enforcement enjoy helping others out. We're not in it for accolades. We're there to help everybody else out. And I don't know. It's
everybody says kind of the same. I want to help.
Yeah.
I want to help people on not their best day.
Yeah. You know, it's not like you kind of give that generic answer, but I mean, everybody that is working law enforcement has that desire to help everybody else out and, you know, be there in that time of need. You know, because usually the times that we're called out, it's not a good day for that individual, whether, you know, it's a car crash or a domestic related situation. You know, they don't see us on their best days, and it's hard to, you know, interject yourself in that situation. Yeah. But then in the same sense, you have to come in there, get the respect at times, and then you might not make the decision they're happy with at the end of the day.
Right. Stevie J Broadcasting, proud to salute our law enforcement official of the month.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, we're helping support area restaurants that are doing big things. Big Grove Tavern, downtown Champaign, offering curbside Monday for wine and spirits by appointment only. Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 o'clock. So, curbside, Monday, wine and spirits by appointments only. Tuesday through Friday, Big Grove, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. In addition to their to-go menu, make sure you check out their family meals for four. They change Tuesday through Friday. And then Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., they do serve brunch on Saturdays and Sundays until 2 p.m. They're very famous for their brunch. Check them out on Facebook for menus and updated information. Big Grove Tavern, downtown Champaign. Just give them a call, 217-239-3505 to order. That's 239-3505 to order.
Drive, Derek Piper, Lonte alongside. We're supposed to have him on Friday. Apparently, yeah. I was texting his house phone or something.
Oh boy,
something went wrong.
He was worried I was going to be too hyper because I am hyper on Fridays.
But we have him on now. You know the name, Nick Irvin, Morgan Park head coach. Nick, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
You were just taking a long weekend, weren't you, Coach? You were like skiing somewhere.
Oh man, I was just sitting back, relaxing, catching up on the Chicago PD and all my other Netflix movies that I had to catch up on.
So I gotta ask, have you seen Tiger King?
No, sir. I haven't watched that yet.
It is one of the strangest things you'll ever see in your life. If you want to dare waste 3 hours of your life, so or more than that,
nah,
probably.
Nah, I'm gonna stay away from that.
I don't blame you. That's awesome,
Nick. Unfortunately, your season cut short. Morgan Park in the middle of your state run with Adam Miller, Brandon Weston. That COVID-19 is messing with your trophy case. What's kind of your thoughts on that, and how unfortunate was that for you guys?
Oh, man, I just knew I was going to put that fifth trophy in my trophy case. I was geared up for it. I was ready for it. But unfortunate things happened, which they stopped it for the best. I was excited about playing in the state playoff. And, you know, I dedicated the season to my mom and, you know, was going to try to get that fifth for it. But, you know, with the COVID-19 coming into play, I understand. I got it. It's about people health at the end of the day.
Nick Irv, our guest. Follow him on Twitter, at Nick Irv, IRV, head basketball coach, of course, at Morgan Park. I wanted to ask you, Coach, because I know all coaches are different. How did you handle that with your kids? Obviously, how did you handle that with them, the disappointment of knowing that the season's done and you don't get a chance to play for a title?
Well, the thing I told them, I said, some bad things came up, people getting sick off of it, and, you know, we just got to put everything in perspective. And I just had let them understand it's bigger than basketball. It's about your health. It's about caring about other people, praying for other people. So, you know, I explained it to them, and I said, you know, we had a great run, but, you know, we can't play. And I prepared them before they came down and said we couldn't play, because I prepared them for it and had them ready to accept it.
Nick, I want to ask you about Adam Miller, Illini commit. A lot of fans here in Champaign really excited to see him get downstate here in a couple of months, hopefully, if you're able to do that. But he just won Gatorade Player of the Year. What did you see from him in his final high school season, and how ready do you think he is to take the next step up to the next level?
I know he's ready. He's ready. He grew as a player this year. Every year coaching me got better, but this year he took more of the leadership role of, you know, facilitating, making everybody around him better. And, you know, it took him a little time to adjust to that and want to be a willing passer. And then once he mastered and got in his head with it, and he was focused on it. And, you know, he had a few triple doubles this year. He took his game to another level. And honestly, he should take home every award in the state of Illinois, because we played a brutal schedule. He performed night in and night out. He we was making a run for the state. We wasn't going to win the state. And you know, like I told him, you know, you just want to get better every year and get better at everything you do.
Nick, as a guy that coached Io, when you think back a couple of years, you know, how did you feel like Io was ready to come in and compete at Illinois? In other words, what were your thoughts as to him being able to come in and immediately get some playing time? And now think to Adam now, are they very similar in that regard?
Yeah, they're very similar. Right, but, you know, when Io came in was coming into college, I already knew Io would be a closer. You know, Io closed games out for me. Io was a leader from day one. Even when Charlie Moore was there, he accepted his role of, you know, taking the backseat and learning as much as possible. And the year he came to Morgan Park, he ended up guarding the best players every game, like every time he played. So I was preparing him back then just like I prepared Adam when Io was there. You know, I taught them how to, you know, fit in, but also be the lead guy and be that killer. So, you know, both of them is similar, and they right there. You know, Adam more of a guy that could get it in multiple ways. Io a guy that could get it in multiple ways. So they very, very, very similar. But Io is more in transition. You know, Adam shoot more three. So, I mean, it'd be a treat to watch Adam there.
Nick, I know you were down in Myrtle Beach back in December, I believe, Beach Ball Classic, and Under Curbelo and his team were down there as well. And did you get a chance to see him, and do you have any thoughts on maybe how him and Adam might work together?
Yeah, I watched him play a few games, and actually he's a bad boy. He could play the game. he more of a pass-first point guard, triple-double type of guard. He's filled the stat sheets. One game I saw, he went crazy on the stat sheet. So, I mean, I like him. And I think Adam being a combo guard, could play either position, will flourish with him. I think with Adam, knockdown shooter, he could drive and kick. And also with Adam, he don't mind sharing the wealth. So, I mean, that backcourt is going to be dynamic. I think they got a lot to learn and learn Coach Underwood's system. Once they figure that out, I think sky's the limit for them too.
Another player we need to ask you about, Adam's teammate, Brandon Weston, who has a decision coming up on where he's going to be playing this upcoming season. I know Adam's been in his ear a little bit about falling down to Champaign and possibly reclassing to 2020. What do you think about how ready maybe he would be for the next level or prep school versus that? What does he have to weigh in that decision for what's best for him?
Well, you know, like I tell his mom, that's her decision. You know, whatever decision they come up with, feel it was best for Brandon Weston. But Brandon Weston is a stone cold killer. Like he an assassin out there on the basketball court. You can't stop him because he goes inside outside. He can shoot it. He just tough as nail. He's very, very tough, and I think he'll do fine at the next level. Right now, I think he'll do real good actually, because he play defense, he play offense, he know how to mix things up, and he's a student of the game, man. I think whatever decision he make, it be good. I mean, he can get better in prep school. You know, you can learn a lot, but, you know, either decision he make, I think sky's the limit for him as well.
I know you see Brandon physically, and that's something that really stands out in the way he attacks the rim and rebounds. Do you think that in particular has him ready if he were to decide, okay, I'm ready for college?
Absolutely, because his body is physically strong enough to handle the punishment that they give on a college level. And, you know, he ain't scared of nothing. He played with a motor. He played hard. He played fiery. And that'll get him over the hump in college. And plus, he's a defender. He knows how to play defense. So, you know, I wouldn't be worried about him going right in and play right now, because that, at the end of the day, he's going to be an NBA player, and it's just how soon he get there.
Defense gets you on the court, right? Right, Coach?
Oh, yeah, exactly. So this is what I tell my guys at Morgan Park, and everybody can contest to this, and everybody hate that they play for me. What gets you on the court in college is defense. You're only going to shoot the ball maybe 4 to 5 times a game, if that. Coming in as a freshman. So you got to do other things to stay on the basketball court. And defense is one of them. If you playing defense, rebounding, learning every scheme on the defensive end, a coach will always play, because most coaches, when freshmen come in, they always say, oh, he ain't playing defense. You know, they always say that. So you want to get that out their head right away. And that's what I always teach my guys about the defensive end. And that's why I be on them so much, about learning and make helping a helper. And so, I mean, that's why most of my guys play when they go to college, because they know how to play defense.
I liked how Nick Irvin got really excited when he started talking about defense. I love it, man. You can tell a coach from a mile away, and here he is. Hey, Nick Irvin, of course, head basketball coach, Morgan Park High School, also Mac Irvin Fire. I know Derek wants to ask you a little bit about the EYBL, et cetera. I was going to ask you, there's a young man that you know very well named Io, who has a big decision. He's got a big decision to make. You know, obviously he's done what he needed to do to kind of showcase his talents. Unfortunately, didn't have the NCAA tournament to finalize that this year. But, you know, he's someone that is right on kind of that brink of being a first-round draft pick, maybe a second-rounder. If Io came to you, Coach, and said, what would you recommend? Either come back for another year at Illinois or enter my name in the NBA draft, what would you tell him?
Well, the first question I asked him is, are you ready? Are you ready to make this decision? Are you ready to make the jump with grown men is playing at? You know, and I get his response first and see what he say about it, you know, because you got to be mentally prepared and mentally ready to play in the NBA. You know, I've been around guys that made it. I've been around guys that didn't make it. So, you know, that's the first question I asked him. And the advice I'll probably give him of going back to school is whatever you want to do. It's whatever you feel. And, you know, ask yourself, can you get better at Illinois? Can you get better again? Can you do exactly what you did this year and enhance it for next year? So it's that I ask him and see how comfortable he is in making his decision. But, you know, like I always say, it's up to the parents and what decision they make. And, you know, my advice to him is, you know, follow your heart. Follow your heart, and if you want to do it, do it. But make sure if you do it, be 100% locked in to it.
What was that like for you to see him close in those games, Wisconsin, Michigan, Penn State? I mean, there was a number of them. Almost got too predictable.
Yeah, right.
But
it's easier to talk about the games he didn't close.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But no, what was that like for you to watch as someone who knew him for, you know, early on in his high school career, but also what he could have maybe done closing wise on the tournament stage?
Well, the thing I always told him, I've been telling him this since high school, is everybody's good when a game is not close, but when the game's close and you was close, that's how you define your legacy. And he's been doing it for me at Morgan Park his junior and senior year. So I was expecting it. I was waiting for it. And it took me a while to, like, come on, man, take the game. It took me a while to get comfortable with him saying, all right, Nick, I got you. But no, take the game over. So I've been waiting for that for a while, and, you know, he did it. He put the team on his back, and, you know, more and more he got comfortable with it, and more he wants to show everybody who Ayo Dosunmu is. And he did that, and I was so excited every game. You know, I always say, this guy, Ayo, the ball, and move out his way. He know what to do at this time. He going to close you. And that's what people was probably like, dang, he closing. No, he been doing it. You know, he been closing. And that's why I used to call him the closer for us at Morgan Park.
Nick, I'm interested in your take with this. The game against Michigan State, when Ayo came down and his knee gave out, and everybody held their breaths, because by then, not only does an Illinois fan understand how important he is to winning, but by that point, everybody has gotten to know Ayo. They know how much of a wonderful young man he is. Everybody's pulling for him. Did your heart just sink when you saw that? And did you think that he was going to be able to come back and do what he did even after that?
Well, if I was the coach and he felt like that, I was like, man, get up. Come on, man, get up. It's time to get up. But when he did it, I was like, because I know the type of kid he is. I know the person he is. So I'm like, oh, why Ayo? But it took me back when he got hurt his senior year, and it was an injury sort of to that. And I knew how hard he worked back to get back, and I knew he'd be fine, because I know if one thing about Ayo, if he can figure it out, he gonna figure it out. He gonna come back ready to go. And, you know, he had that similar injury, but he missed a little while with us in Morgan Park, but he came back and led us downstate and won the state championship. So I knew it was in him to close. It's just how quick he was on be able to get back.
Nick, I want to ask you one more about Ayo and him closing. You mentioned how many talented players you've had, especially, you know, Morgan Park, but also the Macker and Fire each and every summer. You guys have some of the best players in the country. But how many had it like that where the end of the game, where the game is different, the pressure is up? How many have you had like him in those moments?
Well, I had a few. I had a few. But the one guy that for the Fire, I would say, we had a lot of closer, but I used to call Jalen Brunson the closer, because I see him dominate every game, and he closed pretty well. And Jalen Brunson probably one of the best closers that I've seen with the Fire, and also seen Devontae Parker close, Jeremy Richmond close, Wayne Blanchard close. But, you know, Ayo right up there with them guys. With closing, I think Charlie Moore closed people out numerous of times. So, I mean, it's hard for me to say who's the best closer for the Fire at Morgan Park, because they'd be like, Coach, what you mean? I closed out too, buddy. So it's kind of hard for me to say who's the closer. But I've seen some great closers, and I am right up there with them.
It's a good problem to have to not be able to pick between one of those.
No doubt.
A couple more with Nick Irvin,
right.
Head coach, Morgan Park High School, Mac Irvin fired. Nick, another one of your players, former players, is making a decision in Khalil Whitney. Was at Kentucky and now deciding whether to go pro to the NBA potentially or whatever pro endeavors he has or to go back to college. What do you think about what you saw from him? Obviously not the freshman year that he expected to have, but what he could bring, whether he goes to college or what he needs to consider in that.
You know, me being around Khalil and coaching Khalil, he ready for whatever they throw at him. He ready for it. If it's going back to school and trying to be the top 10 pick that he was projected to be, he could do it. If he decided to go to the NBA, he could do it because he's physically fit and he understands about working. He understands the work it'd be to make that transition to the NBA. And I think if I could say about Khalil is that he'll definitely be ready. He'll definitely be, put the work in. And, you know, kids sometimes be like, I don't know if I'm ready. Put a lot of pressure on himself. But with Khalil, I think he put enough pressure on himself where if he get into the workouts and show people what he could do, he could easily be a top 10 pick, I think, in my eyes, because I've been around him and coached him.
Last one for you, Coach. The NBA Combine and all that, the NBA is not the only thing that's up in the air. The EYBL, a big part of your summer, my summer, each and every year is postponed and up in the air. What kind of effect does that have on, because really it's the programs in the EYBL, it's the players who are trying to get seen and perform, but also the colleges that are trying to recruit and make sure the recruiting boards are in order. So what kind of effect do you think that will have and your thoughts on potentially not having it or when it might return?
I think it's going to affect a few things. It's going to affect people from getting the notoriety that they wanted to get, and also it's going to affect kids from getting scholarships, I think, because now with no film, with no playing or none of that, I think it affects kids and colleges to get scholarships out to these kids, because if they didn't follow their junior year in high school, at their high school, it's going to be a problem. And I think we need EYBL back, you know, once all this, you know, COVID-19 go away, we need to hurry up and get that back so these kids can get seen and get scholarships.
Nick Irvin, thank you so much for today. This has been a great great talk. Follow him on Twitter, at Nick Irv, IRV. Head basketball coach, Morgan Park High School. Of course, Mac Irvin Fire as well. That was a who's who of names you just ripped off a minute ago. And I was just sitting there going, oh, wow, he played at Louisville. Oh, yeah, he played here. It's incredible, coach. It's incredible what you've been able to do up there. Well, hey, Nick, thank you so much.
It.
Yeah, stay safe, my friend.
Okay, anytime you want me on, we can make this a weekly thing. Just let me know.
All right, buddy. I appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Nick.
That is awesome. Nick Irvin, he's just wanting something to do right now. He's like, give me something to do during this COVID-19. He started ripping off Jalen Brunson, Villanova. Blackshear played at Louisville.
Yeah, Jabari Parker.
Jabari Parker, Duke. Of course.
Yeah, Charlie Moore was at Kansas at one time.
Iowa at Illinois. Incredible. Adam Miller now will be in Illinois. Brandon Weston, he says, is going to be an NBA guy. Khalil Whitney, Kentucky.
He had Jahlil Okafor.
Jahlil Okafor.
Duke. Cliff Alexander, Kansas. Embarrassment of riches.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeremy Richmond, Illinois.
And Jeremy, I wanted to say, I'm like, Coach, are you really that good of a coach? You know, I'm kidding. It's just incredible, the talent.
Justin Smith, Indiana. Jordan Poole, Michigan.
I always wanted Justin Smith. Wait, Jordan Poole?
Yeah.
Where was he from?
Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
But his last year of summer, he played with the Fire.
Okay. So he wasn't an Illinois kid that, okay.
Right, correct.
Because you know I get pretty fired up about that. I did want Justin Smith. I don't know why. I would he help Illinois right now?
Play the four.
He kind of plays that four, doesn't he?
Good athlete.
Can Illinois find a four? It can't be that hard.
I think they will.
All the years that Illinois tried to find a point guard, and Tijon Lucas, I'll always give him credit for this, when nobody said yes, Tijon Lucas said yes. And I know it didn't end up like we wanted with Tijon, but that kid said yes. Then he came down and got hurt. Wasn't that him?
Yeah, Centennial.
That's right, at Parkland. At
Parkland, yeah.
He got hurt, but there'll always be a little bit of a soft spot in my heart for Tijon Lucas because that kid, when John Gross and everybody was trying to find a point guard to play at Illinois, nobody would take on the job. And then Tijon Lucas said, I'm in. From Milwaukee, I believe.
Yep.
And so, again, I know that, is he still playing?
He's at University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Can we get him on?
I was going to throw that out there.
Trevor. Hey, Trevor. Trevor Valise. Hey! I wonder if he's even listening.
Paris Parham up there as well.
Oh, is he really?
Former assistant.
Yeah.
Under John Gross.
Lucas played basketball with his son. Yeah, that'd be fun to get Tijon on and talk about that because I'm being serious when I say this. I've always respected Tijon Lucas for doing that. So we got to take a break. Next hour, we're going to continue the fun. 5:30, Derek Klein, assistant coach for Lehigh basketball. And you're like, hold on, that sounds familiar. Yep, he coached Andre Curbelo. So we're going to visit with him. Derek set that up. Derek Klein at 5:30. When we come back, TJ Matthews used to pitch for the St. Louis Cardinals. He was traded for Mark McGwire. He was the centerpiece of a trade for Mark McGwire. The A's wanted Manny Ibar. You remember that name? That's too young for you, probably.
Sounds familiar.
And the Cardinals said, we're not giving up Manny Ibar. So at the last second, at the 97 trade deadline, they did the deal. Mark McGwire came to St. Louis. The Cardinals sent out TJ Matthews and then two pitchers that had not pitched in Major League Baseball yet, Ludwig and Blake Stein. And so that ended up being the trade. Well, TJ Matthews, I kind of got to know him, and I sent him a text and said, hey, would you want to talk to us about that and what it was like to be traded for McGwire? And he goes, yeah, that'd be kind of fun. So when we come back, we're going to talk to TJ about that. I want to tell you about another great local restaurant. That's the Wheelhouse in St. Joe. If you'd like to order fresh produce, meat, eggs, etc., they're taking people's orders for the farms. They typically put out the grocery menu on Saturdays for delivery the following Thursday. Also serving curbside from 5 to 7 Tuesday through Saturday. So close Sunday, Monday. 5 to 7 Tuesday through Saturday serving curbside. Follow the Wheelhouse in St. Joe on Facebook for menus and updates. Call to order 217-469-6252. That's 469-6252. I always rip on, we used to rip on Facebook and all this, but I tell you what, it serves a major purpose right now, Facebook and Twitter and all social media, in helping restaurants get their menus out there, etc., in this trying time. So make sure you go out and try to help them out. All right, TJ Matthews, former Cardinals pitcher, traded for Mark McGwire, joins us next. And Derek Klein, he coached Andre Curbelo, joins us at 5:30. Busy hour.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.